Have y'all?
Okay. Well, we can certainly start a roll call right now and get it going. I'm wondering if somebody's keeping an eye on the emails to see if anybody's still having trouble. I see that
Lewis Wolf said he's in a different conference call and he will get on as soon as he's finished. So nobody else has complained like they're, you know, got on and gave up or something. I'm looking. No. Okay. See, I was afraid this might happen. That's why I said persevere, because we had trouble on March 3rd trying to get together, and we couldn't hear each other. Okay. I think.
Okay.
Why don't we start?
I'm going to do a roll call. So, and these are all just the people from the governance committee, right? And so,
yeah.
Or should I just take, you know what, let's just take the people who are here can introduce themselves. And because I don't think everyone from the governance committee knows to be here or that they are able to be here. So, obviously we have
Nancy.
Know.
Yeah, they do know. They were told that they're welcome to come. So, yeah, they know, except Alan Beek fell off
because his
telephone. Yeah, last night. But his telephone went out of juice. But I did send him the email that I sent everybody in the governance committee that we're going to have a meeting tonight so he can come. And there were two others that were missing. William Heerwagen. He was not at that meeting last night. I'm a little bit worried. I sent him a text. He's not responding. I hope he's okay. It's kind of scary with COVID going on and people all of a sudden don't show up at meetings. A little bit. Okay. Go ahead, Janine.
So Nancy, we have you. We have Lydia
Nancy
Ponce
present.
Is present. Is there anyone else present on this call?
Yes, Michael White.
No, I'm just going to let them speak up and say that they're present. Sorry. Michael White, are you present?
I am definitely present, and I'm from WBAI.
Congratulations.
I'm present.
Okay, so the three
present.
Of you are present. Is there anyone else that is present on this call?
James from WBAI, can you hear me?
Oh, great. Hello,
yes.
James.
Hi.
So that's James Sagerton.
Yes.
Is anyone else present from the governance committee joining this call? Sorry, I have a mask on because I'm in public.
Oh, we can hear you clearly. We can hear you clearly.
Okay, great.
I can.
Okay. So Tom Voorhees, Lewis Wolf, Carol Wolfley, Eileen Rosen, Lawrence Reyes, Wally James, William Heerwagen, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, Bill Crozier, Daniel Borgstrom. You said Alan Beek has fallen off, so I will.
No, Alan just got on this very moment.
Oh, well, hello there, Alan Beek. That's terrific. Okay, so this is Janine Roan. I am the secretary, the only officer here for the bylaws subcommittee of the PNB governance. It is 6:23. I'm convening this meeting on March 25th.
I believe what? Janine? I hear.
Now, or Nancy, if you forwarded, if you have a suggested agenda, have you emailed that out to the members?
Yes. Let's see, what time did I give it out?
So I'll read that off briefly for those who maybe haven't seen it.
Chair pro tem. Second is to elect a secretary pro tem. Third is to decide priorities. Four is to add bullet points. I'm not quite sure what that means. Then five is to discuss, and six is division of labor, work through email each item on separate thread. And then our next meeting right now, agreeing that it would be March 12th. No, that's not true. We would just have to agree on what our next meeting date would be. Agenda. So what I'd like to do is find out if anybody has an issue with this agenda.
We could not hear the agenda you were reading. I think you were reading from a February meeting, I believe. We missed the March 3rd meeting.
Okay.
And
So the agenda that you emailed out today is
I'm still trying to find it, darn.
What time was that mailed?
Yeah, I'm looking for the time. Oh, okay. Here it is. 7:29 in yesterday. Let's see. Mailed. My time, 7:29. So your time in Eastern, it'd be 8:29. In Pacific, it would be 5:29 yesterday.
This was yesterday? Pros draft amendments? No.
It was it starts out, this is an agenda item, and it's Eric's. I'm going to send it out again. How about that?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay.
I do like if electing a chair is first on the agenda, because if I get on a plane, I will not be able to run the meeting, at least not for a while, until I'm up in flight and be able to start it again. And for those of you who don't know, I did not plan on being, I had planned on already being up and being able to be online audio-wise partaking in the meeting, but because it's delayed, that's not the situation.
Okay, I just sent it out, Eric's amendment to the Articles of Incorporation.
Well, I see that, but I thought you sent a proposed agenda.
No, I didn't make an agenda. I just said this is agenda item, that's all.
Oh, okay. So this is what
you're
I proposed.
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem, elect a secretary. That's number two. Number three is to decide priorities. Four, add bullet points. And this is just from yours at the last meeting. Five, discussion on those priorities and bullet points. And then a division of labor. And then to decide our next meeting. So I will send those to everyone here.
Okay.
Does anyone have an issue with those or have another agenda they would like to follow?
That's fine.
I have a possible resolution to consider, maybe a little along the lines of what Nancy sent out.
Okay, so maybe I'll go one by one and see if anybody has any issues with any of these items. So, first, we've already done our roll call, and then we will vote on a chair pro tem.
Your chair.
And then we will.
Secretary.
I know that I
okay.
am, except that I
uh-huh.
might need to get on a plane, so I'm trying
uh-huh.
to do that as one of the first items. So then we have
okay.
a secretary pro tem.
And then we have
decide priorities.
Okay, I volunteered to do secretary pro tem because I'm writing notes anyway. So somebody else do chair pro tem if Janine has to disappear, please. James, Michael, Alan, Lydia.
And then we will also discuss, what did you say you would like to discuss, a resolution or?
No. No, not the resolution.
James, I'm sorry. I'm talking to James. James had mentioned that he had an item for the agenda.
Oh, no, Michael. Michael.
This is James. Yeah, no, that was that's correct. That was Michael that mentioned that. Michael D.D. White.
Okay. So because Michael has this agenda item, can Michael, are you free to chair the rest of the meeting?
I don't know how good I'll be at it.
Okay, well, let's see. James, are you in a position to chair? I'm literally having to gather my things and get on the plane. So
I'm sorry,
James,
your dilemma trumps mine, but I have to get a motion ready for the PNB meeting tonight, so I'm double tasking here.
Okay,
so no, I can't do it. Sorry.
Would people be okay with Nancy being the chair pro tem for the rest of the meeting?
I'm okay with anybody.
I'm going on the plane in about 20 minutes.
I would be willing to be chair for the meeting.
Oh, Michael. Okay, Michael said he'll be chair.
Does anyone have an issue? Does anyone have an issue?
I don't think that was Michael.
The purpose of this meeting was to decide whether...
Ellen?
Okay, hearing none, I'm turning the meeting over to Nancy, at least until I can log back on when I'm on the plane. Thank you.
Okay, so was that Alan Beek that volunteered to be chair? Was that whose voice was that?
Alan? I think it was Alan.
Okay, Alan, can you hear?
Are you speaking to Alan Beek? Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Okay. I propose you be chair pro tem, and we have on the agenda item, we already have a secretary pro tem, that's me, until Janine comes back. Can you do that? And then we have Michael's, Eric Jacobson's amendment to discuss discuss on, and then Michael's resolution, Michael White from WBAI. Would you do that? Would you be there? Okay, thank you. Chair pro tem. Thank you, Ellen.
Well, it was my understanding that the purpose of this meeting was to decide whether or not to have a separate bylaws subcommittee. Am I mistaken? Do I want to leave it that we're going to continue to have a separate bylaws subcommittee?
Michael, wait till the stack.
Let Michael speak. Go ahead. Take.
I think that the subject of whether there should be a separate committee came up at our governance committee meeting last night, and it was decided that it was something to be discussed, I think, by the governance committee, but given the fact that the governance committee is going to be discussing it, I think it's perfectly appropriate for us to do some of the prep work and feel free to have that be an item for discussion here if people want to do that.
This is James. May I have a stack?
Speak.
Yeah, I believe that it's the standard procedure is for committees to, or subcommittees, I assume, to continue to function with the members that they had in the previous session until the new members are seated. So when the governance committee discusses this issue, they'll decide whether this committee should continue, and they'll decide how to populate it. But until they do that, we should just go on as before, and I believe since it was always open to anyone who wanted to come, we should just go on and do that until the governance committee, makes further decisions.
This is Nancy on the stack.
Nancy?
Okay, yes, I cannot find my notes about last night, but I do believe I saw the word either postpone about whether the existence of governance committee, and we're going to, in the National Governance Committee, we will decide whether this subcommittee will continue or whatever. So, and it was decided that this committee was already properly noticed, so we are legitimately meeting. So that's all I remember from last night. Thank you.
Okay, so what I will proceed from here forward is that the bylaws subcommittee does exist until something is done about it. And what next is on the agenda, I think Eric is taking his problem to the national board tonight, and they're about the only ones who could act in time anyway. Does anybody want to take up Eric's motion to amend the articles?
This is Nancy. I have a question. Michael's resolution, is it pertaining to Eric's draft amendment?
Well, Eric's draft amendment talks about the Pacific and New Day resolutions and what our stance should be on them. And my resolution also deals with the New Day Pacific proposals and takes the position that they should be roundly condemned.
I'm afraid I don't understand you. Are you saying there is something for us to act on right now? And if so, what?
This is Nancy. Yeah, go ahead, Michael. You are not finished. Go ahead.
We have these New Day Pacific proposals to amend the bylaws. That's a governance issue. We're the governance committee, and we're the subcommittee here with the specific purpose of directing our attention to how the bylaws should be shaped and revised. So I think it's appropriate for us to react to the New Day Pacifica proposals, and I think that the only reaction that we can have is to condemn them.
I think I hear you saying that Eric's motion is on the agenda before us tonight. I don't know how it got there, but that's what you think, that we should deal with it?
This is Nancy. Oh, go ahead.
I'm trying to clarify what was just said.
Well, I believe that Eric's resolution is on the agenda, but I think Nancy brought it forth, so she should clarify that.
Nancy,
do you believe Eric's motion is on our agenda tonight because Nancy wanted to clarify something?
No, I think because Nancy proposed that it be on the agenda. But I'm asking Nancy to say what she thinks.
So that's, it wasn't on the agenda last night. It wasn't proposed until after we were well into the meeting. So you're proposing that this meeting tonight shall add something to the agenda that was not intended for it, but you're saying, let's take it up now. Is that, I think that's a motion. Do you wish to make that motion?
Yes. This Eric's amendment to the Articles of Incorporation was put on new business last night. And then I think you ran out of juice, Alan, and we lost you. And we never even talked about it. We didn't have time. So that's why I put it on tonight's agenda. And Eric's amendment is changing the Articles of Incorporation in order to protect the foundation from a repetitious referendum of the same type that we're facing now from New Day Pacifica, in that directors will be elected, appointed with a referendum and not with a true election that's open. And I like that part. But what's missing there, he's protecting the PNB directors. But I would like the same wording with LSBs to be protected, that their tenure cannot be suddenly cut short and replaced and cannot be, Eric says his change of the Articles of Incorporation would be prohibited to change the number or identity of directors by shortening or abolishing their tenures or of the current directors in favor of others who do not have to compete in elections. In other words, they just get elected because they come package deal with the New Day referendum. I would like to add the same protection to LSBs, that LSVs cannot be suddenly replaced with a referendum. And also,
right, so you are proposing an amendment to Eric's proposal.
Yes. In addition to Eric's proposal, that's what I think they're in a hurry. I did not know this was going to go before the PMB tonight. Well, it's better than nothing, but I think they should do. They can imitate what he's written for the PMB protection of the directors, for the LSB delegates, protection for the delegates. James, are you working on that motion or some other motion? Are you doing the anti-Asian thing? Or oh, never mind.
No, I'm working. We passed the KPFA budget on Tuesday night, and I need to have a motion asking PNB to approve that because of the negotiations with the big loan.
Yeah. Yes, I see. Okay. And then Eric's thing, if it passes tonight, that's good. But I think the PNB can make it put some
right.
teeth into it to protect
right.
the LSVs so from being suddenly disappearing. And also down in the Articles of Incorporation called Proposing Amendments, it says the petition is considered proposed when it's delivered to the shall be delivered to the foundation secretary. Well, we have not had any word that our foundation secretary even received them yet, but it's still in action. The whole thing is going on, you know, this referendum. So I would like to add in there something that Michael Novick proposed. He was talking about when it's proposed, when it's delivered to the foundation, a petition, those signatures need to be posted somewhere, like on Pacifica.org, so that the members can check if they signed it, that their name is truly there, or they did not sign it, and they can check to make sure that their name is not used.
I'm trying to get us back to an action that we are going to consider taking or not taking tonight. You are amending Eric's motion and proposal, and we certainly are not in a position to amend his proposal tonight. It's not in our possession. We could, if we felt like it, send a message to the National Board recommending that they act favorably on Eric's proposal, or we might decide not to send any such message. And I believe that is the only action that can be before us at this time. Does anybody have some other action they think we should consider taking tonight?
Yes. I think that we should propose and make this better, building on Eric's. And whatever happens tonight is the PMB's business. But if we propose something that's even better, improve Eric's amendment, then it can be taken up with the PMB as late as April 1st, and they could pass it. So it could be even better. And I think we need a protection for the LSB, just like he's made protection for the PMB. We also need a time, at least 1 month, I'm thinking, that the signatures need to be posted so that the membership can check that list. Then from that part on, it should be instead of 90 days, it should be 120 days. Add 30 days to the after the posting.
That is a fairly complicated amendment to Eric's motion that you're proposing. And if his motion is not in our possession, but
yeah,
we
yeah,
could...
It's right there in front of us. It's in our possession. It has not been passed by the PMB. It has not been even officially proposed to the PMB, not that I know of, unless it's on the agenda tonight. But we have a right to improve any bylaw, any amendment. We have a right to do that. That's our job. So if it becomes passed, if it passes tonight, gets approved, we still can improve upon it. And this is a one-time deal that's very expensive. Not one time, but the membership vote is a very expensive thing. At least $53,000 it's going to cost. And we'll have to wait for another referendum to be able to afford to do this again. That's why I think we should put one other safeguard from another referendum thing.
Right, so your motion then is to make an amendment to Eric's proposal.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Does the rest of the company accept that as the motion that is before us?
Michael White to the stack.
And, okay, go ahead.
Alan, I think you, were making the point that this resolution is not in our possession because it's been raised at the governance committee level, and so in one respect it's being dealt with by the governance committee, and then I think you made the point that we as a subcommittee can certainly make recommendations with respect to matters that the committee is dealing with and things that are in its possession. So I think you're correct, and I think Nancy's correct about making these suggestions as recommendations. So I think really what we're talking about is not being in possession of the resolution, but simply making some recommendations with respect to the resolution that is in the possession of the committee.
If we can get the recommendation we want to make written out so we can hear it all clearly and know what it is we are recommending, would you be in favor of adopting that recommendation this evening, and that is our business for this evening? Anybody in favor of it? Anybody opposed?
I don't think we can get it finished, the wordsmithing, by tonight. I don't think so, but we could work on it by next Wednesday, and that's when Eric is supposed to come to see us. But it doesn't matter. If he does come, that's fine. But one other thing I wanted to add to his amendment is that in the case there's another 5% referendum, that we allow an opposing, 100% opposing referendum petition that also gains 5% signatures, so that if a opponent...
pardon me for interrupting you, but you're going on and on orally specifying what we are going to recommend, and we have to have that written down so that we all know what it is we're voting on and what we are recommending to Eric. Would that be all right for you to take the time to get it written down so we know what it is?
Not to recommend to Eric, but to whatever we do, we recommend to the governance committee.
Michael White to the stack.
All right. Michael, speak up, yes.
So I hear the chair asking for a proposal to be submitted in writing, and I'm also hearing that the proposal cannot be reduced to a specific proposal, that really what we're talking about is ideas to be worked on and turned into a specific proposal. So that then sounds to me that what is being proposed is not to make a specific recommendation, but to, as a committee or task force at the moment, spend a little bit of time discussing some proposals to become conversant with them in order to participate when we get to the governance committee meeting next week more competently and be better prepared, because we can't act on anything that we cannot take action. We can discuss, but we can't take action on anything that cannot be sufficiently specified.
I think you've put that very well. Are there any people who want to work on this informal committee that's going to write up something that we will then hope will be ready to propose next week? Any volunteers?
Nancy? Yes. May I speak? I'd like to propose that this group today that has gathered for this subcommittee work on this with the email until we're happy, and then we propose it to the Wednesday night to the committee, a national committee.
This is not a motion. This is an informal understanding that those of us who are in touch with each other We'll communicate during the week and see if we can find something that we agree on that we want to propose next week. Is that roughly what you want to do?
Yes. And so I want to finish about the referendum.
Well, now, wait a minute. What's the good in talking to us about the referendum tonight when you're going to work on it during the week?
Because I want an opinion now. I want an opinion of how you feel. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be final. I just want to know, because if this committee thinks it's not worth it at all, then I want to know why, so I can, you know how to proceed. And
is the idea
worthwhile trying to stop another referendum?
All right, I hear. I think you're asking for 10 minutes to discuss the possible things you might want to do and whether or not you think it's worth it. And I will ask for a consensus. Is everybody willing to spend 10 minutes on that discussion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, go. You've got 10 minutes.
Okay. I already explained about protection for the LSB suddenly disappearing, to prohibit that in the articles. And it's missing. So I want Eric to do, or we can do, put that in. And the other thing about signatures should be posted so that every membership can check. The way it has been checked is a 10% spot checking. And the NES is doing it. And I don't think this is correct. I think a contracted person should just check the signatures, all of them, and not the NES checking. Because the NES is, you see, she stands to be at an advantage if there are enough signatures to have a job as the NES of a referendum. So I think it should be a different person who's counting the signatures. And she's counting, according to Arthur Schwartz, our lawyer, she's counting them spot checking and only calling up 10% of the spot checking. So that's to me is so, since she stands to be at an advantage, if she, it's not good. I think it should be a different person. Is there a question there about that? Okay, and the last thing that I think needs to be added is if there is another petition comes up in the future and it's a 5% and they have 5% of the membership signatures and another group proposes a petition in 100% disagreement with the first one, but they make over 5% signatures, then I would say it's possible that the incontradictory petition in contradiction to the first one, if they have more signatures, they have the power to cancel a referendum. That way we don't have to spend money on a yes-no vote. And I want everybody's input on this because, you know, sometimes you think one way and you don't hear other people's opinion and don't think about something that might backfire or be at a disadvantage. So that's why I wanted to know the opinion of what the committee thinks. That's all.
Anybody want to speak?
Michael White to the stack.
Go ahead.
So I'm finding it a little difficult to keep track. It seems like there's a number of things being proposed that are definitely worth thinking about. We're jumping around a little bit, so I'm really not sure which to pick and express opinions on or if I have opinions formulated yet. We've also talked about whether we would have an agreement from some group of us before the meeting next week of the government's committee itself, and I think we can express at that meeting agreement to a greater or lesser extent as individuals, but don't think there's going to be any way to have a formal vote or approval of any kind of subset of this group. But I'm a little bit at sea as to what to react to right now immediately.
This is Nancy on the stack.
Nancy, go.
There's one more thing. Anything concerning extension of tenure has to be done with a membership vote. So I think we could put in another amendment. Extending the LSB from 3 years to 4 years would give one more year of expertise and experience, and it would save $100,000 for an election. Instead of an election, it would cut down one. It would save us one election in a four-year span. So 2 years elections and 2 years off instead of having an election come. So it would save money, and it would, you know, give. Now, this needs a membership vote in order to, we need the permission of the membership in order to extend our tenure. And that's a thing that would save money. And that was Michael Novick's. He was talking about this in 2016 on the PMB, and people were listening, but then there was no action made on it. But I thought it was a very excellent idea. And the other thing, anything that touches voting or the way of counting has to be done with a membership vote. And so I don't know if this counts, but I think I would lean on the side of, safety. If we were to consider and discuss at this committee, discuss voter fraud, we have a lot of voter fraud, not in the U.S. elections at all, hardly at all, but in Pacifica we do, and I know we do because I've talked to people, they have three ballots at every election because there's different variations of their name with the same address. And I know that I've heard pitchers at KPFT pitching, telling people to buy a membership for their children, their grandchildren, and their pets. And I know there was a scandal, I think it was the 2012 election or the 2012, some church in the L.A. area got around, I don't know how many, 15, 16, I don't know, 20 paper ballots. And it had names of people, and it had the church address. So the church complained to KPFK and said, we don't know any of these people. Please don't send us mail anymore. So I'm thinking it's possible those people gave KPFK the address of the church, and then instead of voting by paper ballot, they voted by email, electronic, which, you know, you can change your mind and do that if it's too late. Lost your ballot, or you can't find it, or you don't have enough time to mail it in, you do electronic. So a lot of fraud can happen in electronic voting. So if we can insist on some kind of ID, like voter registration, you know, you just hide the sensitive thing, your voter registration number you can hide, just show your name, address, and your expiration date of the voter registration. And for homeless people, we could have events where they can come and take a footprint, you know, and we could put the footprint online, and then every time they vote in person at an event, we'd compare footprints to make sure they are who they are. I mean, I'm just thinking wildly how we can, you know, include the homeless to be able to vote. Usually homeless people will put down for a their last address.
And Nancy, I'd like to point out that you've done most of the talking in these. You've used about 7 out of the 10 minutes, and you should leave time for other people to speak, too.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I'm finished.
This is Lydia. I'd like permission to speak, please. Hello?
Anybody who wants to speak up, now's your chance.
Okay. Well, I think it's a great idea. I like the way that this is going in the right direction to save money and to extend the time, because it seems like no sooner than we get going in these seated spaces to be able to delegate and come together on some reasonable function as a board or as a committee or as a member, that it's more than halfway done. And I personally, was seated by someone who only had 6 months left over, and it's kind of odd, but I personally have to run again this June. But I like the fact that this is a very open discussion, and I thank you for facilitating. And I thank you for your vulnerability to put new ideas forward. We need that. We need to be able to feel safe with one another. And thank you for your time.
One left. 1 minute left. Anybody else want to speak?
I would like to hear some criticism of anything that I've said so I can work on, have something to work with.
Michael White to the stack.
Yes, you've got it.
Yeah, Nancy, I think that what's going to help people react is if you can break things down by bullet points, and maybe you want to number them for easy reference. But a lot of your suggestions, I think, work as piecemeal individual suggestions. And I think if you write them and give people a chance to look at them and think about them, I think they'll be able to give you reactions much more effectively.
All right. Now, the action I hear we have taken is that you're all now going to spend 1 week communicating with each other informally, not calling committee meetings, but just getting in touch and discussing the thing. And if you can come together and find that any consensus of you wishes to make a suggestion to Eric, you will go ahead and make that decision, Eric. You might even make it in advance of the week if you think you're ready in time. And that is where we are leaving it today. Is there anything else to put on the agenda today?
This is Nancy.
Nancy, speak up.
Okay. I just mentioned things about the Articles of Incorporation because that has a deadline like April 7th, a hard deadline. But we still can do bylaw amendments. And there's a lot of bylaw amendments. I have around 14 that I would like us to consider. And I'll just say, for example, it says the LSB may form advisory committees. That's the bylaws. But it doesn't say shall. So if we change that verb from may to shall, then KPFA will have to have committees. They have no committees. And it's been like that a long time. And then another place in the bylaws, it says the LSB shall meet at least every other month. Well, I think that the word other, every other month, other should be taken out, and it will be at least every month. Because
I think you're departing from the subject of this meeting. You're getting back to the whole basic subject of how should the bylaws committee function, and that was not the subject for this evening. It's a big subject. And we should discuss it.
But that is the job of this subcommittee, is the bylaws, amending them. And the Articles of Incorporation is also part of the bylaws. But I'm just saying this is not all, this is to help protect the Articles of Incorporation. Has a very quick deadline that we have, hard deadline. But there are other things, many things, that we should be doing, this committee, and giving them to the governance committee to suggest. And then if we get six directors to say, yes, that's right, and then, or we get two boards to vote, then it becomes a bylaw amendment process. And that we don't need the membership to vote on. We boards will vote on it. We need 3 out of the 5 to pass them. And that's purview of this committee. And I just want to give a little taste of what those two things I said. That will help a lot of things. And another word, this word interim is not in the bylaws in any place. It's not written at all. So that when there is an interim executive director, the interim executive director of 2017, who is a member of my LSB now, we asked him, why did you fire our general manager, interim general manager, and he said, because I'm interim, and
I must interject that you are getting off the subject. That is not on our agenda for tonight.
Yeah.
Our agenda for tonight
was
just...
Michael White to the stack, please.
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, I do believe that we're getting to the point of introducing a lot of new agenda items for discussion. I did say that I had a resolution that I would like to present as an agenda item. I've sent it to everybody who's in attendance now. And if there's a time, I'd like to get to it.
I think I hear you supporting me that we're wandering too widely, but you also brought up something else which I didn't understand. There is something else you think is on our agenda that we should act on?
Yes, I said at the outset that I had a resolution that was similar to, in some respects, to Nancy's resolution, in that it is also a response to the New Day Pacifica proposals.
Shall we read them?
I didn't understand what he was suggesting. You were proposing that we should somehow adopt arguments against the New Day proposals?
Exactly. I am proposing that we recommend to the Governance Committee a resolution for its adoption that would respond to the New Day proposals by condemning them.
I think that is going far beyond any conceivable agenda for tonight. You can prepare that resolution and have it ready for the next meeting of the Governance Committee.
I really
is out of order, and I can be overruled by a vote of the membership. How many people think we should go ahead and work on that tonight?
We already put it on the agenda at the beginning. Michael made his resolution. So I think we should at least look at it or hear it.
I have made my ruling. If you wish to overrule, you have to vote. How many people want to overrule my voting and my ruling and say we're going to go ahead and deal with that tonight?
If you're going to a vote, I guess you need an objection to your ruling, so I'll object, and then somebody will have to call the roll and see how the vote turns out.
Okay. Should I call the roll?
Well, I can call the roll. Has everybody received Michael's resolution?
Now, on this vote, a yes vote will be sustaining the chair, the temporary chair, that we are not going to continue into that subject. And a no vote will override me, and we will continue into that subject. Oh, go ahead and vote.
Alan, I think we need to read it first before we vote against it or vote for it.
What you're voting for is to override me on the ruling that we aren't going to talk about that anymore. It's not on our agenda.
But we put it on the agenda at the beginning. You took Michael's resolution to put on.
You want to override me? You have to vote no.
I think we accepted his resolution as part of the agenda.
I ruled we are not going to discuss it. You have to override me if you want to discuss it. We vote on overriding me. A yes supports me, and a no overrides me.
Okay.
Michael White, let's to the stack. Let's take a vote.
I heard somebody saying he would take the vote. If you want, I will do it.
Okay, I'll take the vote, but I haven't even read it myself. I just saw it.
Is a motion to override me. I'll call. I'm voting yes to support the chair. Bill Crozier?
Oh, he's not here. Michael
Carol Wolfley?
Carol's not here. There's only five of us now.
Daniel Bergstrom?
Irene
Rosen?
No, only five people are here. Michael White.
Nancy. Point of order. Point of order, Chair. Nancy has to stop interrupting and just let things proceed. You can't, Nancy, you can't speak every time somebody else speaks. You have to ask for the floor and then proceed. Right now we're in the middle of a vote, so we just have to go ahead with the vote. Michael volunteered to take the vote, and then Alan started to take the vote, and then you interrupted.
Jim Sagerton?
I'm going to vote no. Oh, are you taking the roll or are you taking the vote?
I'm taking a vote.
Okay, I'm voting no to uphold the chair.
Who is this voting?
This is James. James Sagerton.
Sagerton votes no. Okay. Lawrence Reyes? Lou Wolf? Lydia Ponce?
No.
Lydia Ponce, no. Michael White?
No.
Michael White votes no. Nancy?
I vote no. So that is four no's, one yes, and four no's. Denise, I don't think she's on.
Nancy,
you've overruled me. You're free to discuss that matter as long as you want.
All right. I believe that I should read the resolution. So what I am doing is I am motioning that we as a subcommittee would recommend to the governance committee the adoption of a resolution of the governance committee that would read as follows. Resolution of Pacifica's governance committee finding that proposed New Day Pacifica bylaw changes will be extremely destructive and adverse to the interests of Pacifica. Whereas, whenever proposals are made to fundamentally alter the structure of the Pacifica Foundation, Pacifica, it is essential to examine those proposals with care to determine whether such proposed changes would truly be helpful to Pacifica or would instead be detrimental and destructive. Whereas, while it would be nice to assume that proposals to make fundamental changes to Pacifica are always made in good faith intentions to improve Pacifica, that is something that should never be assumed. Whereas Pacifica, as currently structured, stands ready to be a provider of truth, facts, factual corrections, and alternative narratives that pose a significant threat to the dominating narratives of the monopolistic corporate mainstream press that serve power structures that seek to quash and censor opposition, and as such, we must be on guard against those entering the Pacific environment that, whatever their pretenses, choose to be destructive and disruptive to Pacifica. Whereas, we have to be aware that Pacifica and its terrestrial radio stations are an even more obvious target for attack by these powerful interests, because unlike the internet sources of news, information, and communication, terrestrial radio cannot be as easily shut down, censored, silenced, manipulated, monitored, and surveilled as is becoming increasingly evident as a problem with respect to the internet. Whereas, we, as Pacifica's governance committee, do not want to see Pacifica destroyed, its mission statement thwarted, by being driven into bankruptcy or by being dismantled and reconstructed as another arm of the corporate-owned and corporately captured press and media conglomerates. For instance, becoming a Democratic blue broadcaster or some of the corporately owned cable channels. Whereas, the Governance Committee believes that Pacifica's progressive stations, including particularly but not limited to WBAI and WPFW, are markedly successful in steering away from the traps of corporately captured and promulgated narratives that their independence, voice, and ability to continue to be in this, to continue in this way should be protected and preserved. Whereas, the best way to ensure that Pacifica fends off destruction and or neutering of its ability to be a strong, free speech source of alternative narratives that serve public interest and intellectual freedoms is for Pacifica and its stations to remain democratically accountable to its listeners, whereas the Governance Committee has reviewed and is alarmed in the extreme by the New Day Pacifica proposals to change the bylaws, seeing that they will be detrimental and disruptive to the essential purposes of Pacifica for all the above reasons, and whereas the Government Committee therefore wishes to set forth its condemnation of the New Day Pacifica proposals for reasons that include all of what we set forth above now, therefore be it resolved by the Governance Committee as follows. Section 1. The Governance Committee condemns the New Day Pacifica proposals because A. The Governance Committee emphatically notes that many of the people behind the push for the New Day Pacifica proposals are the very same people who were behind and involved in 1. The surreptitious, unauthorized, illegal, and costly shutdown of WBAI of October 2019. 2. The simultaneous, secretly launched and roundly defeated by a two-thirds margin last set of disruptively proposed anti-democratic bylaw changes of that time that destructively drained Pacifica of $150,000 of its resources, and 3. Advocating for shutting down WBAI. B. The proposals are designed to be an undemocratic and racially skewing power grab by an elite minority with conflicts of interest that would shut out from representation the blacker, browner, and more progressive East Coast stations, WBAI and PFW. To wit, the virtually complete erosions of democracy include, bullet point, bylaw changes. The bylaw changes would establish locked-in rule over Pacifica for 3 years by 4 unelected, self-appointed officers, including with conflict of interest connections to for-profit media. These individuals would have no professional radio experience. The lock-in would include officers hostile to and connected with the shutdown of WBAI. The individuals being picked for this lock-in of power do not include proper representation for WBAI or WPFW, the other East Coast station. None are from the staff or affiliate stations. Bullet point. Pacifica's proportional voting representation ensuring a voice for minority opinion would be eliminated by reducing to 1 the number of representatives sent to Pacifica's national board from each station, thus ensuring that only the majority would have any representation or voice. Bullet point. To extend this elimination of elected voices, the majority representing national board members would get to appoint additional board members suitable to their more limited, undemocratic mindset. Bullet point. The changes would eliminate local control and influence over local station broadcasting by taking away the LSB oversight over station general managers.
I must interrupt you. I'm sorry, but I've got to say that my battery is stopping, and so I will very shortly leave the meeting unwillingly. Somebody else take over as being acting chair, please. I'm sorry. Continue.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
The changes would eliminate local control over local station broadcasting by taking away the LSB oversight over station general managers. Thus, programming in New York City and Washington, D.C. would be effectively determined top-down by those seizing power on the West Coast. As the example of the October 2019 shutdown of WBAI demonstrated, what these kinds of people chose to do the last time they had the opportunity to do this was to run programming that was innocuously bland, dull, and unthreatening to power and devoid of any sense of locality. Bullet point. The changes would rejigger the staff representation rules in order to assure that the results of staff elections would always give the West Coast Pacifica stations assured dominance. B. The proposals are additionally very suspect because they would do absolutely nothing to improve Pacifica's financial condition. But presenting and having to deal with proposals like these absolutely worsen it. The recurring launches by the same people to make different kinds of overhauling changes to the bylaws are probably intended as an attempt to drain Pacifica's preciously spare resources, including forcing a bankruptcy of Pacifica, and foment perpetual debilitating distraction as much as they are actually in hope of successfully making any such changes. The proposals would make the Pacifica bylaws far longer than they are now and far more complicated, a highly undesirable outcome. Section 2, to defend against and repel this onslaught against listener interest, the Governance Committee encourages Pacifica listeners informed about these democracy and accountability issues to increase their contributions to the Pacifica stations, and if they are not currently, to become current members of Pacifica stations, particularly on or before April 7th, 2021, with a contribution of $5 or more, and to encourage everyone they know to do the same. Section 3, this resolution shall take effect immediately, and the Governance Committee directs the Governance Committee Chair to forward this resolution to the Pacifica National Board and make every effort to promulgate it widely for public view and ensure that it becomes widely known that the Governance Committee denounces the New Day Pacifica proposals by reason of all of the harm the proposals of those bylaw changes are apparently designed to inflict on Pacifica in its pursuit of its mission. And that is the resolution that I propose that we recommend the Governance Committee pass.